This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The persistent violence shaking Iraq is hurting reconstruction efforts there. Over the past few weeks, Iraq has seen hundreds killed in street fighting, a rash of kidnappings, and restrictions imposed on key highways by U.S. forces. Today, Iraq's electricity minister said German engineering contractor Siemens has stopped work on key projects, including two main electricity sites in the capital. Other companies say work sites are hard to reach and their efforts have been slowed. More on that in a few minutes. There are also difficulties for journalists, aid workers, and for Iraqis themselves. NPR's Emily Harris joins us from Baghdad. And Emily, how difficult is it to move around Baghdad these days?
It depends on a couple of things, really. It depends on who you are, and it depends on what you're driving, and it depends on what the U.S. military is doing at that particular time. For example, if the military is trying to get supplies moved into the U.S. administration headquarters in Baghdad, they might block off a road, and then people start driving down the wrong side of the road, turn around the wrong side of the street, which doesn't make getting around much easier, creates a traffic jam. As far as security goes, U.S. military convoys remain the most frequently hit vehicles. Most foreign contractors, if they are moving around these days, which many are not, tend to drive SUVs with armed guards, and they try to drive fast. Of course, they are visible. Iraqis with nice cars still get carjacked or kidnapped here in Baghdad, and so that's a big security issue for them.
Well, that's Baghdad. What do you hear from the rest of Iraq?
It's a little bit difficult to assess. It seems to change pretty frequently, almost on a day-to-day basis. Again, most at risk are the military convoys, which continue to get hit by roadside bombs, explosives that are usually timed to go by, often by remote control, go off when a military convoy is passing by. This includes, of course, supply convoys. Regular commercial trucking, though, has also run into problems, not necessarily because they're targeted with explosives, but just because certain roads are dangerous and have a lot of criminals on them. Particularly, the problem is west of Baghdad, going from Baghdad to Jordan. That road runs right through Fallujah, where obviously there's been fighting recently, but also has had a lot of attacks on trucks and convoys. And that's a really key supply road that goes to Jordan, where a lot of goods usually come in and out.
And that's being closed now for reasons of security or safety, or for reasons of the U.S. military needing sole access to the road at this point?
The road restrictions seem to be more because of security and safety. The military made a big deal about closing some major highways in an announcement over the weekend. And then when they found out one road they declared was closed was actually open, because we drove north on it and told them it was open, they were very surprised, and then later said, oh, we're just doing intermittent closings when we need to. They seem to be using that as a way to get convoys through.
NPR's Emily Harris speaking to us from Baghdad. Thank you very much.
Thank you.